The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me.
Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, good morning. It's Wednesday, and it's, June the 3rd, and it is hump day, 7:07 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 605-4567, if I can read that across the way there. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Yeah, what's going on with our, we have a little bit of sound thing going on here, too, as well, but.
Yeah, it seems to be really, is yours turned up real loud? Does it seem like it?
It sounds distorted. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. It's going to be high of 85 today, mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 61. Thursday calls for a chance of thunderstorms with around 86. Thursday night around 64. Good morning, everybody, and how are you going? We have some Dancing with the Stars guests today. We should be getting a caller first thing this morning. But before we go anywhere, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. There we go, Bob. You got the sound happening there. And
Red, White, and Tuna is playing on June the 20th. It's at the Reading Grange Hall, also known as the Sons of Italy Hall at 4850 Cedars Road here. Doors are going to open at 6, and the show starts at 7. It's a fundraiser for benefiting the scholarship program of Reading Grange, 446.
Yeah. Don't you love our announcements?
Yeah, you know what else is happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. Well, Ladybot and the Bluebirds, of course, right? At Wind River. We are going to start at 7 o'clock, but tomorrow night is a really special night, Carl.
It is a special night.
Yeah, because Tobacco and Brew is pairing with Wind River, and they're bringing in a special cigar roller.
Don Felix Martinez, who has over 30 years of experience, is one of the world's top cigar craftsmen, 18 years at the prestigious Casa de la Fuente cigar factory. He was only a handful of elite rollers that created their highly rated cigars. So he's going to be not only at Elements from 7 to 9 p.m.
He'll be right next to the stage. So here's what you're going to see tomorrow night. Make your reservations, 243-3377.
The place is filling up. We're getting a lot of, yeah.
Reading happens to be – I sent out a Facebook yesterday, and then I talked – because the special guest guitarist is Rick Hill. So I talked to Pam last night. She said, and there's not – it's an Elements Lounge. There's not a lot of seats where you're going to get close to the front of the area where you can see the stage. But so this guy, Don Julio, is going to be Don Felix is going to be right next to the stage with a little under a lamp, and he'll be rolling from 7 to 9. And then if you care to try those cigars. Or smoke some cigars from that Tobacco and Brew are bringing, you can go to the deck that's right there.
They have a smoking area.
And they have a smoking area that's outside right. The deck. So for those people who like to smoke cigars. And then our band will be in there, which is Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Pat Karch on keyboards, and then our special guest is Rick Hill. Rick Hill's going to play guitar. But I think we're going to have a couple other surprise drop-ins.
I think there's going to be a lot of surprise drop-ins. But, hey, all that's going on. Hey, you know what? There's so many things going on today we're going to be talking about. But, Angel, God bless you, Angel.
Hi,
Angel. Angel starts me off in the morning. Let me just tell you some of the things that our Assembly and our Senate are doing down in Sacramento. Okay? It appears that if the lawmakers get drunk – that we are now, the taxpayers are now paying for service to drive drunk legislators home. The Office of Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon declined to discuss the details. So can you believe this, that now that not only are we paying for them to get drunk, now we have to pay for them to get home. What is the next thing is going to be underneath that is paid escort, you know, paid escort companionship that we get to pay for too. I mean, that's coming. I can see that. Now, here's the next one that the Senate has voted, passed, and this was nationwide, giving illegals medical care, free medical care. There you go. You know, I mean, they get it anyway. I'm not sure why you would have to pass a law, but here it is. If you're here illegally, guess what? You don't need to become a citizen. Why would you become a pesky citizen? You'd have to pay taxes. You'd have to sign up for things. Now you can come in. You can get scholarships for schools. You can go to schools. You get free medical care. You get it all. You get it all. Thank you. Thank you to our Democrats down in Sacramento. The Democrats in Sacramento are spending money like water, including having us paying for their chauffeurs to drive them home when they're drunk or incapacitated. You think I'm kidding about paid companionship? Wait. They're going to have it come in under something else. Oh, you know, don't we have to have somebody there to be for escorts to these, you know, these gala events. Only in California. Well, here's another. He says, well, yeah, treat them. Here's one of our guys coming in. Yeah, treat them, but make sure INS is waiting outside the door, which, by the way, I think is illegal in some cities, that you cannot tell INS if you've got an illegal there for whatever reason, unless it's some kind of heinous crime. Things like maybe breaking and entering is not enough anymore because it doesn't fall under those things. Okay. Deep breath. Deep breath. What else? We need to cut water. Again, the water, it seems like we're not cutting water enough. And you know what, Lenny?
We're cutting back.
We've cut back, but we need to cut back again. I think we need to, we're doing exactly what they say. But I looked at our water use, and it doesn't appear to have gone down a lot. So I think we're going to even cut it in half again.
Okay.
Now, the other thing this means is that you and I are going to take showers together.
I know. But I do know we're not running our fountains. We've banned the fountains. We've cut back our watering, but like you said, we'll half that.
We'll half that.
And yes, I do run the dishwasher. I would like to see what the guidelines are for.
I think dishwashers use actually less water than if you wash them by hand.
How about a washing machine?
Well, maybe we could get by with only maybe three using it 3 days a week instead of seven.
We don't do it 7 days a week.
No, we don't do it.
No, we don't.
Your mom does.
But my mom. I can't
your mom.
Speak
and
for
she
her.
Does, she lives someplace else. Okay. What we're going to do is we've got to take a quick break here in this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And they, besides having Don Julio, you got me saying Don Julio's. Don Felix Martinez is going to be also at Tobacco and Brew from 2 to 5 on Thursday. To be giving a demonstration, come in there and watch him. They've got the place set up so you can smoke in there if that's what you wish to do. And just learn about this. I think finding anything that's new information is fascinating. So they've got that at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and, of course, Espresso Joe's and the finest tobacco emporium in the Northern California area. A better-known business, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. We'll be right back after these messages with Doug Christian. He wants to talk about the Shasta
Humanity Project.
Humanity Project. We'll be right back.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction. We cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding. 541-241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Uncle Bob, where does Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:18 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number here on Wednesday, June the 3rd. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Voted the top in the top 100 hospitals in the United States for 3 years in a row, and the top cardiac in the top 50 cardiac units in the whole United States. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Plus, they're in their 70th year at their anniversary, and you know what they do? They treat people well. That's why they are a success. Shasta Regional Medical Center. If you got anything, you need to go there. Let's go to the phones. Doug Christian here talking about Shasta Humanity Project. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. How are you both doing this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well, tell us about the Shasta Humanity Project. Evidently, we heard there is a fundraiser tomorrow night.
Yes, we're going to have a spectacular fundraiser out at the Morgan Estate out there it's going to be off Hilltop on, where are we going to be? We're going to be at Riverbend Road, 996 Riverbend Road. And it's going to be between 5 and 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Well, let's see. Where's the money going to?
Well, it's going to go to Shasta Humanity Project. We're going to use it towards the development of the project itself.
Is this the small homes, small houses?
Yes, it is.
Have you got a place yet to put them?
Well, I did go before the city about 3 months ago, and I asked Steve Baden Housing if there was any land that the city had that would possibly work for our project. And so what we did learn is that the city does have, you know, many parcels around the community. So we haven't isolated one particular piece of property at this point in time, but we've looked at several. And so as soon as we have this event, we will be following up with the city manager and then city council and moving forward with our hopes to move forward with getting some land.
Okay, and so when is this going to be? It's tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night between 5 and 8. It'll be at the Morgan Estate, and we're going to have people park at the Christian Life Center next to Best Buy on Hilltop, and then we will shuttle them in using the executive limo bus to the estate, and we will have Filipino dancers, Tininkling dancers, musicians. We'll have hors d'oeuvres, Filipino cuisine, and wine tasting.
Lovely.
Is this Filipino wine, too?
No, it'll be California wine.
Hey, Doug, could you share with our listeners one more time? Let's say people aren't really familiar what the Shasta Humanity Project is. Could you give us like a mission statement? And for those who are interested, you know, what does it mean? Who are they? And you know, what do they do?
Okay, well, Shasta Humanity Project's goal is to inspire a spirit of hope and dignity for those who've fallen upon hard times. And so our desire is to develop 30 tiny homes and a community building in a gated community to provide transitional housing for individuals and couples without children here in our community, local residents of our, you know, of our community that have fallen upon hard times. And we would establish that through an intake screening process. And during this process, if for those people who are not an individual or a couple who are local who have fallen upon hard times from our community and they are a different demographic, they would be referred to another organization in our community. If they were not from our community, we would refer them to Jonathan over at the Good News Rescue Mission, and they could interview them through their intake process and establish if they needed to qualify for the Journey Home program.
Okay. All right. Doug Christensen from the Shasta Humanity Project fundraiser on Thursday night at the Morgan House from 5 to 8. Did I get that right?
Yeah. And if anybody desires to come, they can go to our website at ShastaHumanityProject.org, and they can simply RSVP right there on the homepage. You'll see a link to click on. And that will say more information about the Morgan Estate fundraiser. They click right there, and that takes them right to a place where they can do their RSVP for the event and join us in supporting our project so we may move forward to support those individuals and couples that have it's a demographic in our community that currently does not receive services. You know, as families do receive services in our community who have children, those who do not have children, that's a gap that does not receive the benefits that families do. And so if they, we're offering them a hand up, not a handout. You know, as they get established and they start working, they pay a percentage of their income to us while they're residing with us until they transition into permanent housing.
Okay. We're going to have Doug on again. He's been on before. And we'll have Doug on again so we can speak a little more extensively on this. All right, Doug, thanks a lot. Tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Fundraiser for Shasta Humanity Project is there one more time, ShastaHumanityProject.org. Check it out on the website.
Thank you both very much and have a wonderful day.
All right,
you
Doug,
too, Doug,
thanks.
Last night, City Council voted to extend the marijuana ordinance, voted 4-1. Missy, I think, voted against it, said for some reason. She said, this is not in her. And Missy says, I don't think this is what you call an emergency, and we can, you know, take our time to vote on this. But anyway, which is, you know, considering some of the other things the council does, is, you know, as I can't help but agree. But they did. They extended it 4-1. And what this means is only 6 marijuana plants within the city limits of Reading, no matter how many people you have living there. It's just 6 marijuana plants at a house. And they have to be at least 1,000 feet from the school, from a school, church, or, I don't know, church, any place where kids are. 1,000 feet. You know, that could be, I mean, or a park. And they got a bunch of things in there. So, I mean, trying to find a place that's 1,000, you know, feet away from all of those may be tough for people growing marijuana. Now, you know, you just can't forget. this one thing, just one thing, is that marijuana is illegal, according to the feds. You have people like, of course, Governor Brown and Feinstein saying that they would fight anything that has to do with trying to legalize marijuana. How about that? And Sir Paul McCartney, I have to say it, Sir Paul McCartney has said he is not smoking grass anymore. He's off the evil weed because it serves as a bad example to his, get this, Paul McCartney's grandkids. You know?
Where did you read that?
I've read it several times now. But here's the thing is Paul McCartney, grandkids that are old enough to be smoking this. This is kind of like, oh. We saw him on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He and Ringo Starr. And Ringo was inducted into the Hall of Fame, you know, by himself. Mm-hmm. But he was up there singing with Paul McCartney about it. Okay, other things that happened at the city council. Hey, they're going full out on this Brown Act. They're insisting that the DA do an investigation, which I think is just a great idea, super idea. Mayor Sullivan, you are on the right track because once you do this, once this investigation starts, let's start going on, you know, let's start talking about the Brown Act. Let's, you know, once it gets started, let's start asking specific questions out there. Maybe there were some other times. I was just told by somebody that would know this, that the Brown Act was violated several times over the last few years. And there's, you know, you can, you know, what they do is they'll get in the city council and they'll discuss it and they'll vote on it, but it won't be an official thing because they want to see what everybody's saying. But as soon as you make it into a motion, it's seconded and they vote, that's real. And then when it comes out, if they've got to talk about it and if they say no action was taken, then there's a violation right there. Is this something that throws you in jail? Absolutely not. Do you get your wrist slapped? Absolutely, maybe, not a lot, just little pat. Not like if you're in the Catholic schools back when Bad Bob was in there and they wrapped you with a yardstick on your knuckles, which is why his knuckles are all the size of cantaloupes here today. But it's about doing the right thing and then coming out and denying it when all this other stuff is going on. And, you know, the whole thing is ridiculous. But right now, it appears that there's a couple people in there that are willing to say, no, 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 the Brown Act was violated, and you've got other people saying it. Now, my favorite line on this whole thing was what Brent Weaver says at the end after he's one of the ones that was charging forward on this is, hey, you know what? This isn't what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be trying to solve some big things here. And he says, I'm afraid this is going to make the council take sides. Excuse me, Brent. Council took sides back in November when they voted 4-1. To move the public comment when they voted 4-1 to get rid of the Reading Electric Commission, when all of this brouhaha started about doing away with the DRBA and this whole thing started with the Brown Act that could have been ended weeks ago, months ago. So when you're saying you're fearful that it's going to take sides, it's already taken sides, amigo. So now it's got to be fixed. And it's too late. Now, Mayor Sullivan wants to move this thing forward because she wants somebody to get hammered on this. She may be surprised about who ends up on the other end of the stick. So, but then again, what do I know? We're just on the outside looking in. Okay. Hey, we have got a full house back there, honey.
You can hear them.
I think they're dancing.
Well,
back there.
there's a bunch of people from Dancing with the Stars are going to be in.
They're all
hey, before
here.
We go to break really fast, I know we only have a minute. But I wanted to just tell you, that, again, this whole beautifying and butt enlargement is just gotten out of hand. A Maryland woman seems to have died after receiving a butt enlargement injection. Seems that she went into the basement of some, you know, what would you even call it? Not even rated. According to police,
somebody's house.
Mayhew's mother, who accompanied her to New York, said her daughter received the silicone injections, then started having trouble breathing. So just remember, folks, it's really you don't need to do that. Beauty is really within. You don't need to do all these enhancements because you're trying to be cool of what happens to be trendy at the moment. So,
buttocks injections.
Yep.
You know what? I'm just
and it killed her.
I'm just oh, I mean, my goodness, you because they want to have a larger derriere. Isn't that interesting?
Well, we all know that there is a certain celebrity that made the large butt to become like the rage. And then that's fine. But that doesn't mean you have to start enhancing your body in order to do what's trendy. So
yeah.
Anyway. I'm sorry to hear that, but I thought you all needed to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, people do the strangest things in their bodies. They should have a little more faith in themselves before they start.
Now we're going to be doing a fundraiser when we come back. We're going to be talking about One Safe Place. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. That is in Reading. Go to Leonard for your expert jeweler on all things. Opal expert, loose stone expert. He's been in the industry for at least 5 decades. Leonard is a straight shooter. He'll get anything that you could possibly ask for. And take your jewelry in for inspection, and also the only watch repair person that can take apart a vintage or a regular watch. You'll find it all at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let's take a break now. When we come back, we've got a bunch of local celebrities coming up. June, the end of June, will be the wonderful Dancing with the Stars. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR
1460. 7:34 in the morning. How are you feeling on this Tuesday? It is the, oh my gosh, what happened? 3 days. It's the third day of June. You just look up and go, wait a minute, I jumped a day or two or something. Welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms. You know what? If you got to have somebody brought to you, it's got to be Bastiani Arms here. The local gun shop that started by a husband and wife team, John Bastiani and his wife, his beautiful wife, they who just, by the way, had a beautiful little girl, baby.
Second baby.
He's located 2539 Larkspur. He started 6 years ago in this terrible, terrible economic times, and he's prospered. Why? Because he believes in customer service. His people there are highly professional, trained, and they will help you with your selection of firearms, ammunition, shooting, and they also have a classes taught there by a very skilled NRA pistol and firearms instructor. And you can get it all at Bastiani Arms. Plus, you're helping out a local business. You're shopping at a local business. They're at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Okay.
All right.
Opened Tuesday through Saturday.
Well, good morning, everybody. We're looking forward to this next segment of our show. Let's see, Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, started, I think, 6 years?
10 years ago. Nine years ago.
And I have been there since day one. I can't believe 9 years.
You've been going there 9 years?
Yes, I've been there every year, and you danced 1 year, so I couldn't judge that year.
I needed all the help I could get.
But it's just, it blows my mind how fast it's like looking up at the calendar and seeing down. So this gives me great pleasure and gives us both great pleasure because we really, not only is it just a phenomenal event, one of my favorite of the year, the funds, the money that is being raised goes to One Safe Place, and we're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But first of all, let's introduce our dancers.
Staff Sergeant Melissa Ross, who is a member of our National Guard unit right here.
And she's a contestant.
And is a contestant and is deployed to Afghanistan.
Twice.
All right, Staff Sergeant. And, you know, not only that is she a lovely lady here, but she's also just been, I won't say coordinated, but she was elected to the presidency of our local Veterans of Foreign Wars right here in 1934. VFW 19, was it 1934?
Yes, right? It is.
Welcome to the show.
Which I should know because I'm a member of that.
Welcome that to the show. How does it feel?
Dancing with the Stars or being the VFW commander?
Well, let's start with the commander.
It's an honor and a privilege to not just be in the VFW, but now to be the lead in the face of the VFW. It's an honor. It truly is.
We're going to have you on a lot more for things like for veterans because we've got some things that are rolling right now about veterans that we need your generation coming in to talk about. Mm-hmm. But she's sitting here with Jordan Stevens. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jordan. Now, how many years for you with Dancing with the Stars?
This will be my fifth year.
Your fifth year.
Third with a partner.
And how old are you?
I'm 21.
Oh, you're 21 now.
So you were you were a youngin'.
Kind of.
When you started. I remember that because I remember thinking, gosh, these guys are in high school and they're doing such a great job. So focused. And thank you because, you know, one of the things that I'm not sure that people, when they see the show, they hear about it, but the time and the commitment of time and the commitment of body, the commitment, there's a sacrifice that also goes into rehearsals. A lot of people, their bodies, especially the contestants, they get thrashed. And people don't really realize towards the end they're limping with love. Wait, they should call it limping with love, Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style.
Absolutely.
But Jordan, you've had some really great contestants. Why don't you share with us some of the people that you've danced with in the past?
I danced with Dee Domke the first year, and then Sharon Clark from Home Helpers last year. That was great.
That was some spectacular aerial
work
there.
You worked her buns off.
Yeah.
She did really good with the lifts.
She did. I mean, it was some huge lifts. Okay, Staff Sergeant, what's easier, going to Afghanistan or dancing with the Stars?
All day. You put me in combat because that's my comfort zone.
There you go. You know what? People go, well, look, you've done other things that are more stressful. I said, no.
No,
I haven't.
No.
Okay, so what are your dances going to be, Melissa?
The first one we have is going to be a waltz.
Oh, beautiful.
So one thing Jordan was trying to do, because I'm so very structured in my job and in my personality, is to kind of fine-tune that and make me feel like a woman while I was doing it. So the patience and the skills that he has to train me on that, I'm going to feel amazing. I'm very proud.
My problem was is that a lot of the dancing starts off with your right foot. and not your left. Okay, am I right?
Yes,
and because
absolutely.
You start with your right foot, that just that took me a long time to overcome because why? We always start off on our left foot.
Yes, we do.
So when you start off on your right foot, I mean, I would be off a beat immediately. And, you know, until Kathy Babcock, she found this. I'm not sure where she found it, but it's called a fish organizer, and it's a little lead weight, and she'd smack me in the head with it every time I did that. And I had, after the third time, I started getting it. So
when you talk about we start off with our left foot, you didn't finish that sentence. We start off with our left foot, too.
No, I mean, just we were talking about in the military.
We start off on our left foot.
Yeah,
to march?
For marching.
Okay, that wasn't completed.
Oh, yeah.
So
Every time you start off and you go forward march, it's left foot.
Left
but
foot. Okay.
They're trying to teach us this. Okay, step off right foot. And you're going, all right, I'm just lost already.
Now, Jordan and dance, when we do the eight counts, usually, I guess if you're a lefty, that must be hard. But I'm just thinking, yeah, you have to rewire your mind there for a moment when you're doing this. Because in dancing, when you start off with your eight counts, usually you start off with 5, 6, 7, 8. It's to the right. The right foot.
Hers is, yeah.
Right. But in real life, in dance in general, do you usually start to the right?
I don't. I step on my left foot first.
Oh, well, then you're perfect. I was just thinking.
Okay.
I like to make things easy on myself. So.
Okay, Melissa, you said, you know, in your job. So tell everybody what you do.
My full-time job is I'm the Northern California Honor Guard. So I call it my Monday through my Monday job. If there is a veteran in the 9 northern counties or Mendocino County, it's up to me to get a team down there of military honor guards to render those honors.
Okay. And this is, so you're in active duty while
yes.
you're doing this. And so you came back from Iraq. And I mean, I'm sorry, Afghanistan. And you, and so, and so what you're doing is you're the honor guard at all of the internments at the cemeteries in the, in our national cemeteries and our state cemeteries. Is that right?
Yes, also in private locations.
In private locations, okay. And Jordan, you're 21 now. What do you do?
Volunteer.
Okay.
Really?
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm kind of enjoying that unemployed 21-year-old life. So.
Well, you're doing a lot here with Dance
as long as you can afford it, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
So what's your second dance?
Kind of a mixture of things.
It's a freestyle?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Right when we started, Melissa showed me this move that she just had to do, and she finally snuck it in there.
This has nothing to do with serpentining, right?
I have no idea what it would be called, but I told him, I said, everything in my life may be very structured, but the reality is I don't take myself very serious, and I want to have fun with this. I know my boys are going to be in the audience, so I want there to be a move in this dance that my kids look and go, outside of that dress, that is definitely my mom. Because they know me. We have so much fun outside in life.
Okay, I know you have fundraisers going on and things like this. So tell us about that. There are ways that we can support Staff Sergeant Melissa Ross, United States Army, and the National Guard right here, and from Reading, and Jordan Stevens.
Okay, the fundraising that we have, we pretty much shut it out, and that's only because of the work schedule that I had. We had multiple things. As soon as this started, we had multiple things planned, and the reality is my job will always come first.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're looking for through the community is just the cash donations through One Safe Place. Go to ospshasta.org, click on Team Melissa and Jordan, and then the funds will go directly to One Safe Place. All of them are tax deductible. But just next week, from next week until the 21st, because I am a National Guard member, I'm going to be there doing my annual 2 weeks. It's not going to allow for fundraising, but I'm going to be out there at Keswick building our bridges that we do.
Are you going to be able to dance at all?
Will I? I hope so.
But Jordan may have
so
to
you
travel.
Come home, you come home at night, though, right?
Negative, we don't. We go out to a bivouac site on our Monday.
For two weeks?
Yes.
Right before you dance?
Yes. We knew it was coming, so.
That's okay. You're going to make it happen. It's going to be great.
You know
Jordan's going to lift you, and it'll be the best experience, one of the best experiences.
That's it.
You'll love
That's exactly it. So I'm just very proud. Even though it may be very stressed for time, everything in our life is going to come together because we're dedicated and we're passionate about it. So.
Well, let me tell you that when you go out there in front, and that's what I tell everybody, is that when you stand out there and they introduce you, and there's 1,000 people out there, 999, that every one of them, okay, you're saying, okay, why did you tell me that? Because every one of them wants you to succeed. And frankly, they don't care. you just dance, and they're happy, and they applaud, and they scream, and they yell. You know what? Just keep moving out there, right? Mm-hmm. Right, Jordan?
Yeah.
And people do, because people are just, because of what you're doing, they know you're putting it out there.
And we have an amazing community, so I know that they're going to be supporting us.
Of course they are.
So.
All right, veterans,
absolutely.
Let's get out there and do a little something here for one of us.
For onesafeplace.org.
OneSafeplace.org.
OSF. Thanks so much. We'll see you on the 29th of June.
27th.
Thank you. 27th. Thank you for correcting me. We need to get tickets. I don't even know. They may be sold out. They always sell out. So tickets go on sale. And I think there's also, there's been an email that's been sent out. Jordan, maybe you can tell us, people can go see the rehearsals. It's open for the public.
We just got that yesterday.
Yeah.
So oh, I have
it.
Not gotten that
okay.
yet.
Okay. It's gonna
I don't
be,
know how many of those we're going to be at.
Okay.
Well, you know, and
okay.
They we'll get that out, too. But I think that thing just came out yesterday because that's when I saw it, was when you are dancing, when you all get together at the Y, I think everybody mm-hmm. can come right. down and take a look.
Well, right. thank you, Jordan and Melissa. And we've got another set of dancers coming back after this break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 AM.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 12 minutes till 8 o'clock, 66 degrees out there.
Boy, look, yeah, you're right on top of it, baby. We're going to have temperatures around 85 today. With increasing clouds, mostly sunny tonight with temperatures around 61. Thursday calls for a high of 86. Friday calls for a high of 92. Saturday calls for a high of 92. Now, when we talk about these weather conditions, folks, just remember, don't leave your pets in the car. You know, just be mindful about that, as well as make sure that, you know, you're hydrated as well. I just think it's really important. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. How about it's really cool to be a Shasta Gas?
365-3793. Okay, we have a first here.
A first.
This is a first. Though it's not the first time it happened, but this is absolutely a first. We have Jen Campbell. Did I say that right?
You did.
And Mark Rhodes. Now, Jen is
our star. Dancing with the Stars.
The quote star.
Quote star. Just, you know, yes. I did yes. the same
from
thing.
From Owens Health Care.
People would say when I was dancing, oh, the star, and I'd look over my shoulder.
Yeah.
Owens Pharmacy.
Owens Health Care.
And Mark. Now,
love the
everybody
twist.
Else's partner is, they call them the pros, because these are kids and people that have been dancing since like three. And they pair them up. But when they said to Jen, okay, we're going to pair you up with one of our dancers, Jen said,
no, thank you.
But you had a choice.
I guess you could just say control freak. I just kind of wanted to be able to make that decision myself. I wasn't sure who I was going to get. I wasn't sure if schedules would work. I just wanted to be able to pick somebody that I knew that I was more concerned with personality, truly, than professional. As far as the dancing went.
She couldn't find that either.
So here you are. This is the first time.
So you got Mark.
Yeah, so here I am.
So we have Dancing with the Cars, Dancing with the Stars, Cars. Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. It's the ninth year. I've been there since day one. It's a fundraiser for One Safe Place. They go out in the community and they look for interesting people. It's a sold-out house every night. Three women, three men. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time. I love you. You know, it's just like anything else. Like, we just were watching So You Think You Can Dance, and they started doing street versus stage. Sure. That's a whole new, it's a new concept. So now you got to pick, Jen, you got to pick someone that is a friend that you can go completely be at free with,
right?
And knows who you are. You feel safe. You can lift and laugh and do all those other things. And
yeah, the joke is that I lift Mark.
You lift Mark. Yeah. Now, okay, so Jen, you said, okay, look, you know, I can do this with Mark, because do you feel okay? No. So what dances you all doing?
So we're doing a paso doble. So it's a very dramatic.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that's not
intense.
Just that. That's not
exactly intense dance.
Okay.
And
right.
Then the other one is a very cheeky, fun Charleston.
Okay. Now, who choreographed this?
So Jana Parker.
Oh yeah.
Yes, she owns Balance Yoga, and she's UCLA dancer.
Yes.
And I think that was a huge part of the other reason I chose a non-star is I knew I had Jana to help me if she would be willing.
Okay, so you had a choreographer.
Correct.
So that's good. So you had somebody there that came up with the moves and came up with the dances that would be right for you. Mark.
Actually, yeah. can I
Oh, sure.
I didn't even know if Mark could dance. She still doesn't. Yeah, that's true, too. I had no idea. I just knew that he was like a little brother and super athletic and fun, but I had no idea if
he could dance. Fly fisherman.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Because Mark and his
buddies. Well, you have to have grace
Mark
for that.
And all his buddies said, no, you did so much. We're going to take you out fly fishing. That was 2 years ago. But I've got a fly rod now, so maybe it's something we should do.
So Mark, what's your background? Tell us a little bit about you.
I'm born and raised in Reading. Jean King, who's the director of One Safe Place, is actually my aunt.
Oh, I love
so
Jean.
That's also part of why
I was
dragged into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she gave Jen the great idea of bringing me into this whole thing with her. But currently right now, just a student doing biomedical engineering.
Okay, just doing biomedical.
Yeah. Throwing all that away and just dancing now.
Yeah.
Are you going to become like a street dancer? That you have your little cup out there?
He's a little classy.
You do a little break dance and the little things you're spinning on your head and people throwing a dollar.
Yeah, I think I'm doing it wrong. I haven't been making much lately.
Okay, so let's talk about your first dance.
Okay.
What has it meant for you so far?
Meaning?
Well, I mean, like, there's an emotion that goes behind this. Is it pulling stuff out of you that you're like, whoa?
Absolutely. I mean, I had no idea that I would love the dancing so much. I thought that would be more of the chore through this process. The fundraising would come really easy, and the dancing was going to be a chore. I think the dancing is the most fun part of it. There is a little inner dancer in here somewhere. She may not be good, but she's in there.
You have a little star in you.
Around.
Yes, you're a star.
Were you a cheerleader?
No.
Were you in the dance team?
Anything associated with dancing, I didn't do.
Okay. So are you going to break some moves out there?
Yes, we are breaking some moves.
I'm so excited.
Okay, now.
And the interconnection between the two of you, being that you've known each other for so many years, I think that there's something that happens with a connection on stage where you're like, hey, buddy, it's just you and me. Let's just go for it because, you know, this is our moment to just create history.
Which leads us to the next. I've done this before. You all probably know that.
Yes.
That when you go out there on the stage, I just want you to know is that, okay.
My stomach just fluttered.
Okay. There's going to be 1,000 people out there. Someone will be holding signs. Someone will be dressed funny. I mean, it's the whole thing. Your groups and other groups. Every one of them is happy.
Yeah.
They want you to do well. And they're going to applaud and cheer and all that. So just kind of relax when you're doing this because they are so glad that it's you and not them.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's the big thing. No, I mean this is that. You know what? We have seen them from one level to another level, but I frankly can't tell you anything else except that everybody is so appreciative of what you're doing. Yeah. You're putting so much of your time and effort into this.
And we'll put that to the test.
Well, which leads us to your fundraising. So yes. What kind of fundraising are you doing? And
we've done a lot. We kind of started thinking on a bigger scale. So this last weekend, we held a Vegas casino night at Riverview Country Club.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, and brought in gaming tables and a pretty big event. This weekend, we are having, and I'd like to invite the two of you to come, a luau on the river at Dr. Malotki's house. We're doing a dinner, yes, in his backyard, which is beautiful. And so that's another fundraiser.
Okay, now how do people sign up for that?
Well, that's a good question. We were selling tickets to the Vegas night. This one, actually, you'll just show up and pay at the door. The information is on the OSP website.
Okay.
And there's a flyer that has
OSP
the address. .org.
.org.
Yeah.
Okay, that's onesafeplace.org. It's
OSP.org. And what are the tickets for that?
$50. And that's dinner,
great.
Drinks. Yeah.
Right. And it'll then be oh, that's fantastic.
Does that include alcohol?
It does include alcohol. There will be some Mai Tais.
Okay. Well, you know, it's my it's
so who's on River Patrol?
Yeah.
I know. So the biggest thing, and I don't even have to, the biggest thing I think that what I would say to the contestants, both professional and stars, both dancers and stars, is that, and I know without a question of a doubt I need to say this, but, and I don't think we've ever had an issue of not seeing it, but, you know, you're there really, and unfortunately as a judge, you have to pull these paddles up. Everybody should be a 10. 10 for effort, 10 for effort. 10, thank you so much.
I agree, Linda.
It's very,
I remember you said that.
Oh my God, how can I go like 7, 8, 9? To everybody realizes that we're here for one safe place.
Right.
Where our bodies are being, our minds, our energy, but the graciousness of appreciation of the moment is really what I would say would be the number one recommendation for everybody is just be grateful for the moment. Mm-hmm. And then how your body's going to react and how the moment and how the light and how if your eyelash falls in your eyeball or whatever, that's going to happen. Costume things fall off. It just happens.
I think that's – you remember that and it takes the pressure off.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly why we're doing this. So you don't have this pressure of it being this real competition on television. We are doing this, you know, as a fundraiser and to help our community.
And with the community. And doing a great job.
Fun.
And everybody applauds you.
If they want to laugh, they can laugh.
Well, you know what? If they do, it's because they're laughing with you and not at you.
Yes,
I've never.
Right.
It's nothing but love out there, I can tell you.
That might be a first too, Carl.
All right. We're here with Jen Campbell, who is our star out of Owens Healthcare, and Mark Rhodes, who is her choice to dance.
Also here, I guess.
who is dancing
up.
Also. He showed up. You know, at least this is this week's partner.
It's the first and maybe last.
Actually, I have to say Mark has been such a good sport. Anything.
How often do y'all practice when you only got a few seconds left? How often do you practice?
2 to 3 times a week, but we're going to start every day here for the
right.
June.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get those ankles strong.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is he a twirler or is he a linear kind of guy?
We're still figuring that out.
Okay, super trailer. All right, we got to run here. It's almost 8 o'clock.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Hey,
thank
one
you.
Safe place and dance with the stars. We'll be right back with
June 27th. Let's take a break.
Right
KCNR
after the
1460.
Break.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. companies stepped up hiring in May, evidence that employers remain confident the economy will continue to grow even after it contracted at the start of the year. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
If we maintain the current rate of growth, which I think is likely, the economy will be back to most estimates of full employment, including my own, by this time next year.
The payroll processor ADP says businesses added 201,000 jobs last month, up from 169,000 in the previous month. It's a mixed victory for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as the Senate passes the USA Freedom Act.
The bill passed by a comfortable margin of 67 to 32, but passage was also a setback for Senator McConnell, who tried to get his caucus to support a number of amendments to the House-passed legislation.
The basic fixes I've just mentioned are common sense. Anyone who wants to see the system envisioned under this bill actually work will want to support them.
But the Senate, by and large, did not support them. The Senate had already been put on notice that the House might not accept any revisions, and that means the lapse of some of the provisions of the NSA's surveillance program would have had to be extended. Many intelligence experts had called that an undue risk to national security. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNNews.com, Hurricane Blanca is picking up strength. National Hurricane Center forecaster Daniel Brown.
It is forecast to strengthen quite a bit the next couple of days. In fact, it is already very rapidly intensifying, has maximum winds of 75 miles per hour. We do expect it to become a major hurricane over the next day or so.
And Blanca and its swells will start affecting parts of Mexico's southwestern coast during the next few days. The U.S. dollar is mixed against other North American currencies in New York trading. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 144 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Spring flooring season is here at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale. This week, get 40% off hot gray styles with Delaware Bay Driftwood Laminate. Don't pay $249 at other stores. We've got it for a dollar less. Or get the look of distressed hardwood with Mill River Walnut. It's also 40% off. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Angry House Republicans are proposing cutting the State Department's budget to protest delays in turning over documents related to Benghazi.
Republicans on the Appropriations Committee have made good on a threat to withhold nearly $700 million. They're hoping to pressure the department to work more quickly to reduce the backlog of Freedom of Information and congressional requests. The chairman of the Benghazi Committee, South Carolina's Trey Gowdy, has complained the State Department has delayed supplying documents and emails requested by the committee. A State Department spokesman calls the committee action counterproductive.
That is SRN's Wally Hines reporting. San Francisco supervisors have failed to impose a 45-day moratorium on luxury housing construction in the Mission District, traditionally one of the city's most diverse working-class neighborhoods. Skyrocketing rents there had prompted the discussion about a moratorium. It got 7 votes, but needed 9 to pass. Supporters vow to put the proposed moratorium on the November ballot. This is SRN News. A day after announcing he was stepping down, FIFA President Sepp Blatter says he'll continue in his post until a new president is elected.
Inside FIFA headquarters in Zurich, Sepp Blatter is believed to be in his office, working as normal.
outside. Following his shock resignation, there is growing speculation that Mr. Blatter himself may be part of the U.S. investigation into bribery and corruption. FIFA is now in turmoil. The European Football Association, UEFA, has postponed a planned meeting, saying the situation is too unpredictable. African football associations say they still back Sepp Blatter, a sign of growing divisions in international football.
It's the BBC's Imogen Folks reporting it. Triple Crown hopeful American Pharoah has gotten his first look at Belmont Park, jogging the mile and a half around the huge oval with ease today. The race is this coming Saturday. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on June the 3rd. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Put those phones in your lap. We've got a great guest here. And we're also streaming at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to, well, I see Jarhead and Red and Sungold and Angel and guest. All these guests are in there too.
Good morning.
Good morning to everybody. And I think we're going to start off with Linda and weather.
Well, it's 73 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a hot day today. Just remember, it's going to be around 85 with increasing clouds, mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 61 of our lows. Slight chance of thunderstorms this Thursday with our temperatures high of 86, low of 64. Friday, we're getting up to 92. And we go with our Saturday slight chance of thunderstorms with temperatures around 92. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them all. Call it 365-3793. Bob, you have something to
May
say?
May I offer a comment? This is Reading in June. 85 degrees is sweater weather in Reading in June.
Okay, now let me tell you something about Alliance.
Sweater
I talked to Martin yesterday.
Better than 106.
Yeah. Yes. I talked to Martin yesterday, and Martin has said they are slammed. He said there was actually, he says, you know what happened? He says there's a couple of weeks. I got my guys are standing around, they're kind of twiddling their thumbs, and then we had that first hot day. That's it. They are backed up all, you know, they're backed up. So,
oh dear.
But you need to call them now to get them in there. If it's an emergency, of course, Martin and his people will be right there. Our Alliance Heating and Air will be right there for emergencies. But you need to get them lined up. You need to get those filters cleaned because it is only 83 or 84 now. Give it another 2 weeks. It's going to hit 90 this weekend. Give it another 2 weeks, my friends.
And it's humid on top of that.
And
so
we're all going to be nude in the studio.
We have a tendency to want to be using our air conditioning, but when it's especially when it's humid out.
There you go. Hey. Good morning, everybody. Again, it is 8 after 8 here at KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio. 73 right now, going up in the 80s. Our guest today, Steve Smith, is the publisher, the new publisher. I can say new because we haven't had you on the show. In fact, I'm not sure we've ever had a publisher of the Record Searchlight on the show. I think you're the first.
Wow. Well,
there you go.
That's an honor. Steve.
It's an honor in itself. Thanks.
Well,
Steve Smith.
You know what? I think it's kind of indicative of the Record Searchlight policy. It seems like since you've come aboard, is that you all are a little bit more out in the community.
Well, just trying. This is brand new to me, this whole market. And I'm just real excited to be here and to be involved in the community. And it's a lot to take in. So I'm just open-minded.
All right, so we have to go. This is the Linda special, Steve. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your history. Where were you raised? How did you get into publishing? You know, there's got to be a background. What led you to come to Reading and be here with the Record Searchlight?
Okay. Well, I was born in Valparaiso, Indiana. And we
Indiana
had
boy.
Indiana. I'm the youngest of eight in a large family.
Wow.
And then my father was transferred down to Ventura, or actually Los Angeles. And we ended up living in Ventura for a short stint when I was going through grade school. And then he transferred back to Kansas City. went to high school there, and I always had fond memories of Ventura. So, and a lot of it derived from my Little League friends, believe it or not, that we kept in touch with. And so when I graduated from high school in Kansas City, packed my bags and came back out to Ventura. I was starting to go to Ventura College, looking for a part-time job.
Did you play ball then?
I did. I played some football, some baseball, and looking for a part-time job and went to the newspaper because there were some other jobs that were available, but this newspaper job seemed to fit the hours right. And on the interview, they looked at me and they looked at my little application and they just zeroed into my van. And they talked about my vehicle.
And then let me guess where they're going here.
Yeah. And then they wanted to go out and look at my vehicle. And they thought it was great. It could haul a lot of newspapers. So I basically started my career because of my van. All right. And that I could haul newspapers. So it was a part-time job. And actually, I spent 28 years there in Ventura. I moved from part-time driver to VP of circulation and operations. I had marketing, community relations.
Okay, now that VP in charge of circulation meant that you still had your van, but you had people working for you, right?
A lot of things changed throughout those years. Oh, okay. You know, newspapers changed. So we had, you know, back in those days, there was five newspapers. They consolidated into one.
What do you think about that?
Well, that was a good move in Ventura because the county was a county structure like Orange County, and we had small papers. We couldn't compete competitively with the LA Times, LA Daily News.
Okay.
So it was a long, you know, long strategy structure for that. But it worked out great. I mean, we were the dominant paper in the county. We brought better packages to the folks, much better classified, you know, layout and all. So all those years, it was fun. I mean, it was competitive and all. And then in 08, Scripps was restructuring. And they moved me into corporate, into a corporate level. And my job was to work with the VP of operations and to basically harmonize all the distribution throughout Scripps and to help him because he was now adding on to his responsibility distribution. So took care of that. It was like a year into that. He said, hey, by the way, I'm retiring. And they want you in my role if you want it. And I said, sure, I'll take it. And so I worked for Tim Stoutberg for the 5 years, and then last year, you know, we started the GMG transition.
What is that?
The Journal Media Group, our new company. I'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah.
And so the role was changing with the direct reports with the current Scripps structure in the newspaper division, and this paper was open, and I could have went to Milwaukee as well. Had a choice to go there for the corporate role, and I love California.
Why would anybody go to Milwaukee?
Well, there's beer.
I think any city, any place has got its beauty and its charm. You just have to find it.
Well,
it's
in
everywhere you go.
I kind of throw Milwaukee. Yeah.
Kansas City. I'm sure all of them have their just great charm.
There is charming places and spots throughout the whole country.
Yes.
That live in Kansas City that would never. Guys that were stationed there in the Marines went back. They all went back. They thought Kansas City was a great place.
I still like Kansas City quite a bit too. Yeah. But if I have my rathers, it's California.
You like the weather.
And so, you know, this was open, and I really didn't want to spend my life on an airplane again. And I wanted to get into a community and call it home and come home every night. And so love Northern California.
Love Northern California.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'm a Northern California girl. But so, when we say that, how long have you been in Redding?
Well, we moved officially the week of Thanksgiving.
Oh, newbie.
So, yeah, and I was put into this role in October, but from October to April, I was holding a dual role with JMG as well with the transition. So I had to help, you know, care for the newspaper operations side to make sure everything was being shifted properly and all. So I was back and forth on some things.
Okay.
But, yeah, since November, since Thanksgiving.
All right. You know, we're gonna take a break now. And when we come back, let's talk about that transition, about how Scripps divested themselves, essentially, of newspapers.
Okay.
Which is kind of a big deal. I mean, Scripps has always been newspapers. And we'll talk about that and how that's impacted on you and how on the Record Searchlight and just news in general. And with these changes and these mergers or takeovers of different aspects of it. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. You know what's going to happen tomorrow night. Linda's going to be out at Elements Lounge
singing with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds,
inside
of course.
Inside Wind River.
Inside Wind River. And besides just having a great show from 7 to 9, and by the way, I've got so many people coming to this thing, I hope there's enough seats.
243-3377 for last-minute reservations. Love to see you there.
Special menus, Romance on the River, filet mignon, and lobster for under $21.
And Rick Hill is our special guest guitar player.
And then, of course, Don Felix Martinez, he is an elite cigar roller that's going to be there, rolling cigars.
You're bringing him in
classes.
From San Francisco, so it's a big
Tobacco
deal.
And Brew is sponsoring this one, and Tobacco and Brew, in fact, is going to have him in the store tomorrow from 2 to 5. But you can also come out and watch why he's there from 7 to 9 during the show and find out information about it.
He'll be rolling live, and then you can go out on the deck and smoke your cigars.
It's going to be a special event out there, so it's going to be kind of cool. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Our guest, Stephen Smith, who is the publisher of the Record Searchlight.
Mary's Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with Sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know of all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, it is 20 minutes after 8 here, the 3rd of June, this Wednesday. 73 degrees going up to 86 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy, Command Sergeant Major, retired U.S. Army. And just an aside, Ted was Dancing with the Stars. And he was one of the original ones, and I have to admit, I have been flailing him because he had to quit because of an injury. And here is a guy that's jumped out of airplanes his whole life, who's associated with Delta Force. He's got all these things, a combat veteran many times over, and he quits Dancing with the Stars. And I go, oh, I mean, I just love this. And then, of course, all my Marine friends pile in on him. Yeah. Well, as it turns out that, he has a stress fracture, and Ted's in a cast. Because of injuries he's had in the past, but exasperated by dancing, and it just split it. So he's in. So our good shout out there, buddy. And I won't say anything else except, you know what? You gave it your all here for the city. Anyway, Ted has, of course, Northern Firearms Instruction, and teaches concealed carry along with his team of instructors. And for right now, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course, because maybe you're not sure what kind of firearm you want, what kind of pistol you want. Well, he'll get you through the course, and then Northern Firearm Instruction instructors will help you choose that new gun and also train you with it. All of this, you need to call him at 999-1822 or look up Reading CCW. .com. Okay, our guest is Stephen Smith, who is the new publisher of the Record Searchlight. I guess I've got this question about what does a publisher do? I mean, I know what the editor, I have kind of an idea what editors do, but what's the publisher do?
I basically focus on the business side of the newspaper. We really want to keep the editorial side independent as much as we can. And so my role is in a leadership role is to make sure that, you know, we've got great products going out in the field to the consumers, and that we've got great packages for advertisers, and that we got a process to help advertisers connect with their customers and any potential customers, and that we have the products lined up for that. And then the bottom is to make sure we've got stability, all right, in our financial planning. And that's been a tough chore for publishers the last few years, obviously, but that's the main goal. And for me, I lead with the departments. I really open the door for them to do their work and, try to allow them to be creative. And then we just, you know, try to go for our ultimate goal, which is our, you know, making the profitability margins, as well as making sure that we're in touch with the community, that we are, you know, providing the news that's important, that's needed and necessary, and that hopefully the economy's growing with it, you know, that we're a big piece of that.
Okay.
Well, we feel really, both Carl and I take a strong stand on the fact that we love that we have a local newspaper. We call it local, I mean, it's the Record Searchlight for Reading and, of course, outlying communities. But we're old-fashioned in the sense that we do like to pore over the paper in the morning, feel it. I know a lot of people do stuff online, but we're just that way. We have several friends at our businesses here that we do talk about the fact that they read the paper. I think it's essential for a community to have a paper. They talk about what they've read in the paper, and it's kind of it gets us going, and it is an outreach. It's the bridge of what keeps us connected to what's happening in the community. So, yeah, we're big paper people here. And so a question that I have for you before we go into our next break, give us the day in the life of you, of Steve.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I basically meet almost regularly with all the department managers, and we talk about strategies. Usually they would be coming into me after they've laid out a potential strategy and give me updates. I'm there to help them wherever needed, basically. My door's open for them, and that's pretty much what it could be. So it starts at 8 in the morning. Actually, it starts for me at 6 in the morning or 5 if I'm looking at stuff online as well and reading the paper. But it's where I need to be. So I'm there for them. I'm the asset for them. Mm-hmm. And then we provide clear direction, their strategy, and, you know, the strategic plans. Obviously, you want to steer them into the big picture, because mm-hmm. they get deep into the weeds and they're working very hard. And most of the folks at the Searchlight are wearing multiple hats today. I mean, that's really what they're doing. It's a couple roles. So they're not in just one function and zeroing in on that. So a lot of folks are working extremely hard there. And there's times where I've just got to help them, you know.
Did you bring family?
I did. I brought my wife. And my dog, my bulldog, Smitty.
Okay, now just remember, we moved here in October.
Yeah.
We are known for our extremely hot summers. And, you know, the bulldog thing is that, you know.
He's suffering
already.
Right,
right. We have friends that have bulldogs. And so, darling bulldogs, okay, you know who.
As
you know,
as
you're listening this morning, you know. But so it'll be fun to follow you through your year in Reading. We have the most beautiful place here and the most fantastic community. Trust me, Carl and I say this all the time. We've been all over the world, and we sit there sometimes and think, okay, let's flash on wherever we could be in maybe the United States, or if we're going to live overseas, or what. We just keep coming back, and our hearts keep coming back to Reading. Community's amazing. Yes, we have hot summers, but we have beautiful winters, and we have the lakes, the streams. You're gonna love it. But it'll be fun to watch you through the season. We're so glad you're here, and I hope you really get a chance to really embrace the beauty of Reading and what Shasta County has to offer.
We are. We're getting out. We schedule little trips everywhere, and just on our property alone, just the way the leaves have changed, the weather has changed. You know, we're just saying, hey, we're going to watch everything for 1 year and see how it blooms and what happens to these plants. And the animals already I've seen on our property, it's been incredible. And we ask all the neighbors. So every day we're learning something new. And so it's fun. And we went back to Ventura a couple trips. And on the way back, we didn't miss it. I'll be honest.
You don't miss it.
We were excited to come home here.
Once you get here, there's a certain change almost automatically comes to you. And speaking of change, when Scripps divested themselves of newspapers, I mean Scripps newspapers, I mean this is just, I mean it was just always newspapers. What happened here, and you know why did they divest, and then how, and then this new organization that took over the newspapers. What can you give us?
I can just give you as much
thumbnail?
As I can that,
yeah.
that on the surface that. You know, they looked at an opportunity to acquire more TV stations and radio stations under one group, and in a way to position that's with Scripps themselves there in Cincinnati, and then position the newspapers on its own with adding Milwaukee Journal, which is a huge newspaper. It gives us a greater scale, almost doubles our scale.
When you say doubles your scale, what do you mean?
Well, let's say our circulation's 500, let's say across Scripps on the daily, 500 to 600. It gets us to 800 to 900. So we're over a million circ on Sunday when you add that to there. And what that does to the newspaper group is allows us scales for vendors, for volume discounts, that kind of thing. So you've got a lot more there to negotiate. For Reading on its own would be very difficult, but when you can scale it up with Milwaukee and the other properties, it helps us. The other thing is we're situated now where we're all harmonized on our business systems. We're all harmonized on our platforms. We've got a sole focus with the leadership team. Capital will be focused just on newspapers. Our group, that's newspapers and digital mm-hmm. products that we have. So we feel we're going to be stronger this way. And Tim Stoutberg, who is mm-hmm. our leader at Scripps, is the CEO of the new company. They've had their first board meeting 2 weeks ago, so they're just unraveling some final stuff. But leading up to this, you know, through last year and through the end of up to April, one of my goals that Tim asked me to do was to make sure that when we do this transition, that everything is transparent to the local properties. So we were like unpeeling the corporate network back east in Cincinnati and figuring out how it's going to move over to Milwaukee and try to keep Silas and the teams and the sales groups here running just the way it is today. So there's very little disruption. Mm-hmm. And when we rolled it out on April 1st, it was that. It was like, okay, we printed the papers, the digital work, we put up the flag for a day or two, celebrated. And so really the difference today is our paychecks have JMG on it instead of Scripps. Now for me, 34 years, I always was a Scripps person. So, but the majority of our teams and our leaders and people are still, it's Scripps folks. So the culture is not going to really change for us.
So it's meant for a lot of – so for us here in town, it was pretty transparent. I mean, there was, the change was there. I think you took the searchlight or the lighthouse off the masthead.
That was it. And the classified change, if you've seen it, the localifieds, we've widened the columns. That was all part of an ongoing change anyway with the harmonization efforts that we have. There's a real opportunity when you scale it across the company and we can share our resources and not have separate systems running. So that allows us to become more efficient. So, you know, it's just one of those ways to keep that margin holding tight.
Okay. Our guest is Steve Smith, who is the publisher of the Record Searchlight and told us what publishers do and the changes. After Scripps divested themselves of newspapers and went to the newspaper side, went to the Milwaukee Journal, which opened up a lot more financial alleys for the Record Searchlight. It's been transparent, I think, to most people. Same viewpoint in some ways. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. Is opinions, questions here coming in from our listeners and our viewers. If you have a question for Mr. Smith, give us a call at 605-4567 and ask him whatever you want about the Record Searchlight. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 in the morning here, June the 3rd. 76 degrees out there.
Trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Summer is on us at Reading Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Reading Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance to Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit, subject to prior sale, ends July 4th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Reading Kia.
ReadingKia.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 76 degrees on this third.
27 minutes until 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircut. The cheers of barbershops. Man's Last Stronghold there. Veteran-owned business and who does just great, great, great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. Right off of Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop, across from the subway. Super place. Okay, our guest is Stephen Smith, who is the publisher of the Record Searchlight. Now I have a number of questions coming in here. How come there's none of the youth out delivering papers anymore? Well, you know, when they have their, like, they used to have.
I'll give you an experience. Okay. That was part of my circulation
days. I did that.
Yeah, I had youth carriers when I was I was a district manager at Starfree Press, had youth carriers, and I was part of that conversion to adult. I mean, we literally had issues where we couldn't find kids to do the routes long enough. When we converted to morning, people didn't like the fact that kids were out delivering in the morning. When the packages became larger and a little more difficult, it's harder for the kids to handle that on a 50-paper to 100-paper route. It's the safety. I mean, I've had kids stabbed with screwdrivers, trying to collect their monies, things of that nature that we were really having a very, very hard time finding the kids to deliver. And so it's just the way the society has changed.
Isn't that interesting? Joe asked that question. And you know what? So you're saying a lot of it became because of safety and because our society's changed. They don't want to pay, and they're stabbing. And I don't know if you have that problem here in Reading, though.
I'll tell you, for a newspaper, it would be great to have the kids
Wouldn't
delivering.
It be great? Yeah.
It's the best job ever. I had that job, I taught kids how to also do it. And it's a great way to teach them that responsibility coming into life. And
getting up early and having a mission.
Being in a place where you have to be.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
If you ever go to my office, you'll see paperboy stuff all over my office because
you've been invited.
Feel bad about letting that go, but it's just what we had to do.
Well, you've been invited to our office, so we'll come over to see you. Okay, let's talk about the number of people. You said, you know, you're trying to balance this. Everybody's got two or three jobs. I look at, you know, when I go into the contact us part, you know, if I give a call to Carol or Benda or somebody. And you're down – I mean, the photos you have in there are like 9 people. And those are – is that all your reporters and all
those? No. Well, we have 70-plus employees.
Right.
But on the content side, I think that's what it is. And we're short. We're down a couple reporters right now.
Yeah,
and we're actively recruiting. But Silas and Carol and them, they get a fantastic job from their team. I mean, after looking at newspapers that I've looked at across the country, these guys, they hit it. They hit it every day. I mean, I'm never not surprised, you know, at what they do. And when there's something going on, an accident, it's in the paper. And they, you know, we got that 24/7 newsroom, and it's one of the few, I think, that really puts the news out right when it happens. And then we'd go to print last, and they've got that mentality all the way through the teams. We'd like to add more if we can.
Your editorials are being outsourced 3 or 4 times a week.
That was if there are times where it's a decision that Silas would make and the team of 3 of us with Maylene, and if it just depends on the story itself, what that opinion could be, what kind of opinions need to be addressed. But it's not just because of lack of us having attention to the community.
Should the editorial page reflect the opinion of the community?
It's a good question. Yeah, it should. It should have a balance. There should be a balance there.
I think that, you know what, and I agree with that. I mean, you can't. You got to take a stand on things. But I'm just wondering about that because when I see them outsourced, you know, that I look at it, and while some of them are written, but some of them really don't have that much to do with what we're doing here. And there's so many things that could be written about. That's why I asked about why that was being done. Cause that just started a few months ago.
Yeah. Well,
when you got the new editorial writer,
could be.
Yeah. Let's talk about the community and the paper. You know, is the community, I mean, is the paper a reflection of the community or is it something that is a leader where it kind of leads the community?
The paper should support the community in its needs and be that conduit between the two so that we are the communication tool. So we should be able to reflect what's going on in a true fashion. So when you've got, you know, what I'm trying to do is open up as many sponsorships as we can and help where if it's not a content generated piece where I can send a, you know, a journalist to, then mm-hmm. we want to do what we can to still get the word in the paper so people know what's going on and how to support that event. And so we're going to find a way to say yes to everything as much as I can possibly do.
Are y'all going to continue to endorse candidates?
Yes.
Okay. The and so when you make an endorsement for a candidate, is it a 3 or 4 person decision, 5 person?
I haven't been involved in that yet.
Oh, not yet. Oh.
I'm still too new.
Wait till you get into Reading politics.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think that's see, wherever you
we
go.
We endorse
Hello.
Nobody here on the yeah. station. You know, we own the station. We're one of the few privately Land. Owned numbered stations in America is right here and with us. And so we never endorse – I'm just saying how we do it. We never endorse a candidate at the city and county because – they're all people that are running for office, and they're all doing wanting to do something.
It's not to say that the paper shouldn't do it. The press,
but just yeah.
But for that's our personal decision.
Because we have everybody on, and once you start endorsing people, you know, then you're taking sides. And for us, it's important that we don't do that. But
I'll be honest, I can't recall if we did during the elections or not. I mean, it was kind of a blur to me when I was coming in here.
Y'all had endorsed a number of people.
Okay.
And I can't remember who they were, but y'all usually do. I understand
that. The Sacramento Bee, LA Times, they all do it. So, it would be strange not to for the paper. But anyway, so that's what Carl was saying, that now that there's changes and there's a new kid on the block. You know. I also know that, Bob, you had a question, being the fact that you say you're a recovering journalist.
The
face of journalism has changed since I was heavily into it back in the 80s and 90s, and I was just wondering if you share the feeling on that journalism has become so objective right now that even just reporting on anything has suddenly become an opinion piece.
You mean subjective, then?
Yeah, well, okay, subjective, yeah. I had that backwards. And here I am trying to talk about precision with words. But it seems that hard news becomes, in any of the websites you go to, especially Yahoo News and all the new media, it all becomes opinion pieces, not hard news. And I'd like to hear you respond to that.
Well, that's a good comment, and I really don't know what to say about it, quite honestly. It's evolving. I do know that journalists are asking to do multitask today, be multimedia mm-hmm. journalists, so there's a lot more to it, a lot of different view on their stories and all. But I don't think the fundamentals have changed.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah.
And we've got people, looks like they're lining up right now to talk. But let me ask this question is, okay, let's talk about the changes in journalism. It used to be just print. And now, online, you have your own online Record Searchlight, which I also look at. You know, I look at that and I look at the paper. So these changes that you see happening.
It's the four platform strategy that we're rolling out. I mean, it's digital first. It's get the news out right away. You don't wait till the print comes out. You're going to have your mobile. You're going to have your tablet forms, you're going to have your desktop forms, and you're going to have your printed. And we also have PDF version of the e-edition. So all of those lay out the news. And you're going to see it in different ways depending on how the consumer is looking for it and how they want to experience the news. So the journalists have to be prepared to get it in there.
So that's when you look for a journalist. You're looking for somebody not only that can just write a story, but they've also got to be able to get into social media. They have to be able to work it out on the I write blogs for you guys, for Breakfast Searchlight, I should say.
Yeah.
And there's a certain software that I have to use and all that stuff. But just if you're going to write a story, you've got to be prepared to put it out in 4 or 5 different types of formats.
Huh? That's correct.
Okay.
Very multifaceted.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Chuck, good morning. Do you have a question for Steve Smith?
Yeah. Is it Steve?
Yeah, hang on for a second. Yeah, it's Steve Smith.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, yeah, this is Chuck and Anderson. You know, I've been one of your subscribers for a number of years. And something happened, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 years ago. I lost track of time. But I would assume that a large percentage of your readers are seniors. Is that a fact?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, this happened, I can't remember how many years ago, but I'm, you know, I'm going to be turning 86 here pretty soon.
Congratulations.
And, they shrunk the print of the newspaper.
Shrunk
and I could
print.
Never understand that decision based on what I just asked you about seniors being a large part of your market.
I don't recall. I mean, if that was a content change at the time.
I know, but I was very disappointed because, you know, a lot of us seniors, you know, the eyes go, the hearing goes, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And I've been a loyal subscriber of the paper for years, and I could never understand why in the world they would do that to a large portion of their readership market, you know, that are experiencing these things.
Well, it could be part of it was just the way that...
It was a cost-saving thing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, and but I... God, I would have gladly paid a little more in subscription price if they just leave the print alone and not shrink it anymore.
Yeah.
Because I have to use a 5x magnifying to read your paper now.
Have you looked at our classifieds lately?
Your what?
The classifieds.
No, I don't. I don't look at the classified very often.
Okay, because we just opened that up quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's much easier to read now.
Okay, Chuck, we got to take a break here. Thanks for your phone call. But I see what you're saying. Hey, look, the newsprint has shrunk.
Yeah.
And most of your, you know, if you've got a, you know, a predominantly senior older people and that are reading the newspaper as opposed to the digital, that it's harder for them to do. Thanks a lot, Chuck.
Okay, thanks, Carl.
You bet. Okay, we've got a we're going to have to take a quick break. And Jan, if you just hang on past the break, we'll get right to you. Our guest, Steve Smith. Publisher of the Record Searchlight. It is 8:46 in the morning, 76 degrees out there. June the 3rd, Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, Commercial Loan Officer at Plumas Bank here in Reading. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 10 minutes till 9 here on Wednesday the 3rd. 76 degrees going up to 86 today. Weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Tomorrow, Brian Crane heads up Public Works for the City of Reading's in here. We're going to talk water. Are we still missing water out there? Plus other things. But today we have Stephen Smith, the publisher of the Record Searchlight. First time we've had the publisher of the Record Searchlight in these studios. Let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you, Jan?
Good. My question is, if you submit a letter to the editor, how long does it take to be published?
All right.
Well, it depends on the letter, and it's not always guaranteed to be published, but I would say it shouldn't take no longer than a week.
Well, I submitted a letter 2 weeks ago, and it was about equal representation, lack of representation in the state of Jefferson, and it has not been published yet. And I just was curious if you know anything about that.
I don't. I don't see the letters, to be honest with you, so I would have to follow up on that.
That, Jan, is when we get either the managing editor or either Silas or Carol in here, they could tell you specifically why and when.
Yeah.
But thanks for your phone call.
You were talking about editorials, is why I brought it
up. That's fine. And we just, that's a good question, because I've had other people tell me or send me emails and stuff that, hey, I've sent this in and I can't get it published and why and all this. So it's something we need to talk to them, to the editorial team about. So thank you. You bet. Yes, ma'am.
Bye.
Okay, Steve. You're here. Your feet are on the ground now, albeit not long. Record Searchlight changes.
Well, I just want to have an open door policy. Things that we maybe closed the door in the past, if we had some bad business relationships or just anything in general, we want to have an open mind to it. We want to rethink it, and I want to be able to hear from people and make a new decision. I mean, it's about growing the newspaper, growing the community. We really need to, we want the economy to grow. All that goes hand in hand.
And speaking of that, the circulation for the Record Searchlight.
We are roughly around 18 daily, 20 on Sunday, and
18,000 and 20,000.
Yep. And I, one of my first projects when I got here was to stabilize that and to improve our service. So we did have an issue with open routes and getting papers delivered on time and all that, and that has since been corrected. So and the circulation numbers are ahead of plan this year. Actually, we've hit the numbers every month, so the team has done a great job turning that around, and that's fundamentally the foundation, for the rest of the stability that we need.
Okay, and the what about outsourcing? I mean, you do a lot of work here, but a lot of the stuff, goes to other places. Is that true?
Well, throughout my last 5 years in my former role, we actually took on a lot of commercial printing.
Right.
We printed a lot of different newspapers, weeklies, monthlies, dailies, delivered multiple products. We have some papers that deliver 24 different pubs a day. And it all depends on your efficiencies and your skill set. And we're ready now to start building some more internal print projects. So we've got a couple that we've already printed, and we've got a few more that's getting ready to come out. And just to fully utilize our press.
Okay.
So outsourcing, we're not looking to outsource
if we, you know, to me, you're better off to have your internal people take care of your business.
I think Silas has told me before that your headlines are written in another place.
Yeah, they're written in Corpus Christi.
The headlines are.
But we have a right to change them. We have a right to correct them if we need to. And they have. Those guys have done a great job on that.
Sometimes your headlines are, you know, you look at it, you read the article and you go, well, you know, who wrote this? And I mean, I understand things like that happen. And I also understand that sometimes they want to put a little humor in it and a little, you know, I mean, in the headline. And some people don't understand that.
Yeah, it's a risky business. That one is.
Anyway, okay. So you want to reach out to the community. What about, you know, if it bleeds, it leads?
If it bleeds, it leads. What do you mean?
Well, front page. If there's something negative, boom, it hits the front page.
Bleak.
You know, like, oh, Reading is the worst place in the world to live.
You know, we're just going to put the news what's most important on there. We're really not trying to beat up on Reading. And I personally think we need to, not just the newspaper, but in general, focus on the positives of Reading. It's a beautiful place. To me, it's a paradise. And we can pick our poison. You know, we have issues. We need to solve those. We need to have that. The solutions there, and people need to think about it and help with those solutions. But news is news. I mean, we're just not looking for the blood and guts and get it on the front page so it sells.
You know, on the here's the things that you've started, by the way, that I've noticed, and I've talked to Carol Ferguson, and this is some of the things that, you know, that they're pushing is you look at our front page, and you've got the Reading Extends Pod Ordinance, water use cut, but not enough. We're all going to be facing that. Shasta Lake Fire Chief defends cutting the staff. But the big part, the middle section here, a volunteer ethic. Kids learn that it feels good to help others. That you are doing some real positive things on the front page.
Trying to balance it out.
Trying to balance it. And I think that is so important because there was a time and that it was just so noticeable that if it was, I mean, there was nothing positive.
Yeah,
you know, for days in a row, and I think that literally turns people off.
It does in general news. You know, if it's all negative, so that's why you need the combination of the two.
What do you want to accomplish this year? Okay, you've been on here, but now you've got your feet on the ground. I know you said, you know, about, you know, giving certain things, but there, you must have a, you know, here's these goals. I want everybody to hit these goals. I'm the publisher, and I know you want to build.
Well, we reached 59% of the audience today, all adults. I'd like to get that up above 60%. And we do need to get the circulation to grow. I mean, that's important. That's the net paid numbers. We're focusing in on Reading and in different markets, too. That's a foundation of all the growth that we need. We want to add some commercial print products to our press room. We've already made some changes in the press room for our quality adjustments and all. And the newsroom just got to keep knocking it out. These guys are winning awards all the time, and they were recognized as an editor and publisher as one of the top 10 papers that are doing it right. And
is that in the United States?
It's in the United States.
You know what? I think I saw that, and that's a tremendous honor there.
Yeah, and it's about the franchise topics. It's the two key topics that we try to zero in on. When you've got a small staff, you got to make sure you're covering what's important. So they are doing that, and we're keeping it packaged together right. So. That's leading that piece. And we've reorganized the sales team in advertising. We're more of a consultative sale type operation where we're not just going to go in and take ads, take your money. We want to make sure it's a good buy for you and that your cash register is ringing and that it's a long-term relationship. So that's what I'm trying to build is, and by the end of this year, I want to make sure any of those relationships that might have been damaged in the past are mended.
Okay. Steve Smith. Publisher of the Record Searchlight coming in from all over. Gee, it wasn't that
it
hard,
went
was
fast.
It?
No, it wasn't. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah, we enjoyed you, and welcome to Reading. And I think everybody listening to the show probably feels a sense of a little bit that there's a light. There's a light here
we
with our
guy.
New publisher.
Yeah,
it's nice to have you reach out.
It was nice hearing, you know, of course, there's always some little conversations during the breaks, and I think that. And they stay in the breaks. No, they do because people will say things are the is it off? Are the microphones off? But that and that you've got a new insight and a new way you want to approach the newspaper game here. We're not a community unless we have a newspaper and a good community radio station.
Hey, can I plug one thing? Sure.
Real
Please quick.
Do.
We just opened up the voting for the best of the North
oh,
State.
Yes.
And so if folks could get online and start voting, we got the next 2 months, it would really help all the businesses.
How many times can you vote?
You can only vote once,
right?
But you can vote for all the different places you need.
It'd be nice to be somebody to consider voting best local radio.
Locally owned veteran business.
There you go.
You know.
There you go.
Let's get this down. And with a beautiful wife who's entertained throughout the world. I mean, we got to get this down. Anyway. Hey, tomorrow, Brian Crane, head of Public Works for Reading. We're going to talk water and so many other things with Brian. Plus, another Dancing with the Stars. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We're learning more about the man fatally shot by Boston police after allegedly lunging at them with a knife. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Congressman Michael McCaul says Usama Rahim was being watched by terrorism investigators because he was spreading ISIS propaganda online. Former FBI official Sean Henry tells NBC's Today Show investigators have lots of unanswered questions.
Who else he was talking to? Are there other co-conspirators? Are there people that he was working with to get weapons from? Somebody else who may be involved in...
have arrested a second man. And in this case, he's due in court later in the day. Employers picked up the pace of hiring last month, adding 201,000 jobs, according to ADP. But Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says manufacturing employment isn't what it used to be.